This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is Friday, the 21st of January. My name is Audrey Raj and with me in the studio is
Frida Liu, and we always say Friday.
Friday, yes, of course. On the show today, we're going to be talking about social commerce and we are asking you this question.
Right. Have you ever bought anything directly on Instagram? Simple poll on Twitter at BFM Radio. Yes, no. I can shop on Instagram.
Can you shop on Instagram? Now, we usually talk about online shopping like, you know, it's the future of retail. And in a way, it still is. But online shopping, well, online shopping lacks a few key features that prevent it from replicating the experience of, you know, your regular physical in-store shopping, right? Nothing can really replace that. Now, that's why the real future of retail seems to be social commerce or sales driven by social media platforms like, you know, Instagram, TikTok, and, you know, other platforms like
that. Right. So according to a very interesting piece on Tech Native, online shopping excels because of convenience. We can order what we want in minutes and have it delivered as soon as possible without leaving our homes. But it's missing one important factor, which is fun. That's where social commerce comes in. And however, social commerce isn't new.
No, it's not. Now, Instagram introduced new tools for in-app shopping way back in 2016. And back then, it was basically online shopping, but through social channels. Social commerce today is more about the experience. Today's consumers are mostly made up of the first digital native generations. You know, so shopping through social media is a natural extension of their daily routine. But these consumers are always looking for, well, the best experience. And this isn't limited to making a purchase. Live stream shopping, you know, has grown extremely popular and could quickly become one of the most effective ways to gain customers.
So the irony is that live stream shopping is a new smart shop used to be extremely popular on TV in the 90s, and we still have things like Astro's Gold Shop. So it's just being modified on newer platforms to fit a younger audience.
What was the big one? Like the first one, you know, I think
on a global scale?
Like, no, here in Malaysia, you know, Kayla Beverly Hills.
Oh, really? Oh, yes, that? yes.
Oh my God, I think I'm showing my age, but
yes, yeah. You see, I'm also showing my age by not remembering.
Oh gosh, okay.
Now, according to a report from the Interactive Advertising Bureau US, ad spending on social media hit $41.5 billion US in 2020, which is 30% of all internet ad revenue. It's also important to remember that brands can't approach the social media marketing strategy with a set it and forget it mentality. So shoppers are regularly updating which platforms they're using, how often they use them, and most importantly, how they use the platform's functions in their shopping.
That's true. You know, because even I'm just looking at how I buy online as well. As soon as I get used to something, then I'm willing to try something else, and then that kind of shifts, right? And then you just feel more confident to try new avenues as well. Now, Forbes.com gathered 6,000 respondents in a study they called the Shopper Influence Research Program, and they found that 2/3 of shoppers today use social media as part of their shopping strategy.
Right.
YouTube still sits on top, with half of shoppers saying they turn to content on the platform to research their purchases. Guilty. Facebook and Instagram follow closely behind. And what this means is that if you're not leaning into video content, you really should start now.
Right. The study also found that 1/3 of shoppers turn to social media influencers to learn about products. So there's a higher percentage that than, say, they use Twitter, Snapchat, or even the inspiration goldmine we call Pinterest. So for better or worse, influencer marketing is a vital part of any online advertising strategy.
Now, of course, there are some significant generational differences when it comes to using social media, especially when it comes to shopping. Just 23% of boomers told us said that they shop on social platforms compared to 77% of millennials and Gen Z. Facebook is less popular among young shoppers. Gen Z is more likely to use Snapchat, TikTok, or Instagram.
Right. Here's another piece of interesting detail. The study found that shoppers are more likely to turn to YouTube, Facebook, and Pinterest at the beginning of the shopping process when they're looking for hard facts or general inspiration. Then they move on to Twitter and Snapchat, where they're closer to purchasing and looking for dialogue catalog to validate their final choices. They also turn to those platforms to follow up a purchase. More than 16% say they like or follow a brand on social media if they're pleased with the purchase, and a similar percentage are willing to post about it or write a consumer review. So what does all of this mean for brands who need an optimized social media strategy?
Yeah, so smart marketing means focusing your social media advertising to meet your shoppers on the apps or the platforms where they already are, right? So take time to understand the content or product features that your social media shoppers want to see. You know, they're a unique subset of your overall shopping base. So you will need to tailor your advertising depending on their desires.
And make content that is uber shareable so that when your shoppers want to talk about your products to your network, it's very easy for them to do so. The brands that will be successful in the space are those that begin setting adaptive research-driven strategies now to stay ahead of the curve. So after this, we'll get in touch with Vartika Verma from Yellow.ai to talk more about social commerce and most specifically how Instagram automation has turned the platform into a viable shopping platform.
Now, Frida, I want to come back to that point you made about how you should make your content uber shareable. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've seen so many unboxing videos and stuff like that, right? Because when you receive something, when you buy online, you receive it in the mail and it looks so, it's packaged nicely, it looks good, or maybe it's packaged in like sustainable products and things like that, right? Then it makes you want to share that, you know, this company is doing this. It's so pretty, I received this and it looks so good that it's so Instagrammable and you can share it. And then people then start asking you things. This has happened to me so many times. But I have to ask you this question that we are asking everyone. Have you bought anything directly on Instagram, Frida?
All right. So you're asking me?
Yes.
You're asking me? Can shop on Instagram?
No, oh okay. My gosh.
No, I do. Okay.
you have? You've bought something directly from Instagram?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Okay. I still haven't. I find that...
You'll go to the website?
Yes, I will. So I am not... Because I usually find interesting stuff on Instagram,
right?
Or on Pinterest, and then I end up googling and going to the web store and then checking the prices and stuff like that.
But hours later,
yes, in the wee hours of the morning, I will check out. That's just seems to be my shopping pattern. But we are asking you today if you have ever bought anything directly on Instagram. Frida's being very coy about her experience. I'll try and tease it out of her during the break. Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 and tell us what your experience was like if you did or why you haven't. Those are the numbers to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on our poll that's happening on Twitter at BFM Radio is our handle. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Burning for more. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
We're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on a Friday with Frida and Audrey. On the show today, we're talking about social commerce.
Right. We're asking this question. Have you ever bought anything directly on Instagram? A simple poll happening on Twitter and it's yes, no, and I can shop on Instagram. And so we'll get to the poll results a little later. But we've got a comment here from 0812 on WhatsApp, 018. Yeah. So she says, cargo shorts for work advertised as tactical shorts. Material was great, but zippers and Velcro were cheap and weak for the price. And yes, it advertised to me after talking about reading needing new shorts. My partner, creepy but convenient.
Oh, okay. This reminds me about something that we tried to experiment with pre-pandemic. We're talking about maybe 2018, could even be 2017, when Richard, myself and Arvin, we kind of suspected that Instagram was listening to us.
Okay.
Because every time we spoke about something and we'd be discussing topics for Biz Bytes,
right.
Suddenly we'd receive ads about it.
Okay.
So we'd be talking about going for a holiday and then we'd receive ads for like a beach vacation or something like that. So we decided to mess with it and we had a conversation about something that we'd never talk about, Barbie dolls.
Right.
And guess what? I received ads for Barbie dolls the very next day.
And so did Richard and Arvin.
I don't know about them, but they were shocked. And so, I mean, we now know that there's underlying tech that enables Instagram to do these things, right. You know, and many other platforms to do these things. But for us, and I'm not saying that we've proven that Instagram is listening to everyone out there, but for us, we were like... Shock horror.
Right.
But yeah. Get in touch with us and tell us if you have ever bought anything directly on Instagram. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter. On the line with us right now, we have someone who's going to be, explaining how these things work, how social commerce works. We have on the line with us Vartika Verma. She's the Global Vice President of Marketing at Yellow.ai. Vartika, thank you for joining us. Now, maybe we can start with an overview of what exactly Instagram automation is and how it serves as a meaningful retail platform.
Hey, thanks for the question. So talking about what exactly is Instagram automation, let's talk a little bit more about why is it important. So with the surge in users on social media, especially those who are looking for information and carrying a buying intent, brand leaders today have shifted their focus from social media being a branding channel to actually making it a channel of revenue. And coming to Instagram, it has over 1 billion active users across the globe and is especially very popular in the APAC region. And this is true for across the age group of 14 to 40 years. And interestingly, about 81% of users use Instagram in their research and products and services, out of which about 90 million people tap on Instagram product tags each month to make a purchase. And all of these stats point towards this one thing: to better reach consumers, businesses need to adapt to messaging and social media. But how can they really cater to this burgeoning demand for engagement with brands coming from consumers? And that is exactly where automation comes in. Be it posting replies on public profiles or via DM, helping consumers find the nearest store, or getting queries answered about return policies, to even sharing brand mentions by happy customers on stories and reels of the brand, all of this today can be automated using Instagram automation. This automation adds immense value in terms of helping brands create a smooth buyer journey on a single interface, improving the customer satisfaction and optimizing the customer support and the brand's team's bandwidth. Mm-hmm. Right from discovery to pre-purchase to actually post-purchase, Instagram messaging automation can help in increasing meaningful engagement through the journey by creating personalized experiences either via direct messages, by sending prompt notifications, generating qualified leads, and also providing post-purchase automated customer support. I'm very proud to say that at Yellow AI, we are enabling brands, influencers, and many more organizations to automate user engagement, support, and sales through our platform using Instagram automation. So there's a whole new possibility of automating Instagram for brands, customer support, engagement, online sales, and really make it a game changer and a differentiator in the whole market.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, Vartika, there also seems to be a lot going on in the back end, such as integration with other business solutions like inventory management and CRM. So is there a tech divide between tech-savvy retailers and ones who aren't as familiar with these applications?
That's bang on. Without integrations, it's like having a conversation in silo with no real actionable for the brands. Mm. And that is why we offer 100 plus out-of-the-box integrations with popular CRMs, inventory management platforms, storefronts such as Shopify, Magento, and even payment gateways. And to completely break down the tech divide, we've built a low-code, no-code platform where you just need to input your business manager ID, connect your Instagram page, integrate with your CRM and other software tools via pre-built API calls. But even this could be complex for some. And so we've got two ways to help brands. The first one is we've actually launched an academy where we offer a certification course on how to build your own bot and literally be your own boss. Mm. It's called the Yellow.ai Academy. And the second way that we help brands actually set up their automation journeys is by offering managed services, where our team members can actually help you build the entire automation journey and actually take your brand live on all channels, including Instagram.
Okay, Vartika, in terms of customer experience, what are some of the things that would encourage additional sales on platforms like Instagram? And conversely, what would ruin the customer experience?
For increasing sales via Instagram, the automation of engagement can help customers talk to the brand on demand, be it AM or PM, whether it's their question about where's the nearest store or whether it's a question about how to pay. The Instagram chatbot can actually connect, converse, and convert consumers by personalizing every conversation and going beyond FAQs and customer support. The Instagram chatbot can also help in upselling and cross-selling the right product at the right time, especially to the right person. So for instance, if you bought a tank top, the chatbot could actually send you a notification saying that, did you just buy a tank top? I'm sure you love this pair of jeans to go with them. Personalized conversations such as this can actually make the brand-to-consumer connection even stronger. Another example here would be about how Instagram chatbots can send personalized push notifications about certain discounts. So let's say a customer has been frequenting the denim section but hasn't made a purchase in the last 15 days. You could actually push out a 5% coupon or a special discount to just that customer to convert them and make the purchase. This basically adds a lot of possibilities about what brand marketers would want to do with the consumers who they've already spent dollars on acquiring. Another feature that really helps Instagram sales is via via responding to customers, their stories or their public questions via DMs. The next thing that people should be pretty wary about is about how customers want to have a free-flowing conversation with brands on Instagram. They're almost like talking about it, like chatting with a friend. And that is where the natural language processing and the natural language generation capabilities become really important to gauge. After all, AI can only be as powerful as the NLP engine behind it. And you'd know that not many open source language translators are highly accurate when it comes to languages like Malay, Bahasa, Hindi, and more. And that is why at Yellow AI, we've built our own language libraries and have successfully deployed bots in Malay, Bahasa, and more languages.
Right. You know, what are some misconceptions that retail brands have about social media commerce and things like Instagram automation?
Today, brands have started seeing all social media channels as not just channels of branding, but actually channels of revenue. And even more so now, because a lot of customers that are spending time on social media, they come with heavy buying intent, and they're also looking for answers on the go. Given all this, a lot of brands are moving into the direction of leveraging social media to increase sales, leveraging automation, and also are trying to see where they can blend in their human agents, so to say. Having said that, there'll always be a few misconceptions or apprehensions, really, about the empathy and authenticity of automated solutions, especially during the current times. Today, customers are looking for more humane, more empathetic, and more credible ways of connecting brands. And brand owners are really skeptical about is how well virtual bots are equipped to handle that. We truly believe that only automation is not the answer. Brands do need a bit of automation and a lot of human interactions as well. So while our approach to reaching out to customers is automation first, we always keep the human in the loop. So for example, let's say you're looking at a question like, hey, when is the store opening and what is the COVID policy in the mall? So this answer can be actually answered by a bot. But let's say if the bot is feeling the customer is still very skeptical of really coming to the branch or to the store, it could also transfer the call to a human agent. And where the human agent could talk about, hey, if you're not willing to come to the mall or the store, could we offer in a pickup service or could we deliver it to your location? So you see how humans and AI together can work to make each other's job better and lives better. And ultimately giving the customer the satisfaction of a good customer experience overall, whether it be through a bot or through a human.
Also quite scary, right? You know, because it's just going to make it so much easier to make that purchase. Vartika, we have to talk about TikTok. In terms of content, TikTok is a serious rival to Instagram. So When do you think it will become a serious rival as an e-commerce platform as well?
You're absolutely right. TikTok has already gotten onto the social commerce wagon with its Shop Now buttons for brands, video ads, and also the hashtag Challenge Plus e-commerce feature, which actually allows users to shop for products associated with a sponsored hashtag. The icing on the cake was a partnership which they did with Shopify last year that can be considered its biggest foray into this segment. So yes, TikTok is definitely making a big play in the social commerce space and is also emerging as a significant market player given the amount of time consumers are spending on the app. Having said that, I think as brand owners, you will need to look at the bigger picture here. There are many social platforms that your users are frequenting, and the answer is not to be present on one or the other, but about how you can have a better omnichannel strategy or which are the important channels where you don't want to miss out your consumers. Or maybe even think of what are the ways in which your consumers want to interact with you. Is it through videos? Is it through stories? Is it through text? And then go about building your decision about which channels would you like to integrate in your brand journey.
All right. Final question, Vartika. How do you see these trends changing in 2022?
I think the future trends are looking the most exciting personally for me. So what I believe are the three key trends, and I'll cover the first one. The first trend I believe is the shift for consumers and brands both to three V's. And the three V's are voice, video, and vernacular. And what's going to happen here is that a lot of customers are going to start interacting with brands by sending voice notes, by engaging with them through videos, and by also localizing and speaking in their own language. And hence the importance of being present across these channels of text and voice and video in the language preference of your customer. The second trend that I believe is going to be very popular in 2022 is really seeing the omni-channel hyper-automation come for real. So today, during these work-from-home times, a lot of customers are frequenting about 3 to 4 screens at a time. There's a laptop, there's a TV running in the background, there's Alexa somewhere in the room, and there's also the Google Assistant that people are speaking with time to time.
Yeah.
And the entire engagement strategy for brands will have to not look at just one channel, but about how conversations are moving from, let's say, a WhatsApp to voice, from voice to Alexa, from Alexa to IVR. And the third trend, and personally this is really exciting for me as a marketer, is seeing a higher adoption of artificial intelligence and advanced virtual assistants by marketers. Be it about engaging with leads or by, for upselling, for cross-selling, for actually making a customer happy post-sale. I think all of these things are going to come under the purview of the brand custodians. And I see that a higher adoption of conversational AI and DIY, no-code, low-code bot builders would be something that marketers would adopt this year.
Right. Thank you so much for that, Vartika. That was Vartika Verma, Global Vice President, Marketing at Yellow.ai. Mm. Interesting stuff.
Right, right.
I mean, like, when we started talking about Instagram automation, I just thought, business owners won't have to wait up until, 2 a.m. to post something, It's just like everything gets automated, but there's so much more into it. And you can just see how this is just going to elevate the customer buying experience on these platforms moving forward.
The terminology is, how do you make it as frictionless as possible?
Exactly.
And it's like, ooh, what did I just do?
Dangerous. We are asking to you today, have you bought anything directly on Instagram?
Right. Before I get to the poll results, a couple of comments here. We've got one from Maggie Bears. Happy New Year. So recently I've given it in to online shopping, urged on by my daughter who promised to help me. Well, after buying 4 pieces of garments from 2 different sellers, I could only wear 2 of them without paying more for alteration because the fit wasn't right, although we followed the size charts provided. Another purchase of a dry cell run hair shaver stopped working after using a couple of times. Overall, I won't be in a hurry to buy more online. I'll wait for things to get more established. Also, worried about scammers accessing my bank account, credit card. Yeah, I can understand. Here's one from 4161 said, not only Instagram eavesdrops our conversation, I think it also creeps into our thoughts. One time I was thinking about buying a handheld vacuum cleaner. Then boom, came an ad on vacuum cleaners. Note that I didn't do any Google search prior to that. I like to think maybe it's just a coincidence, but it happened twice. Thank you for reading my experience. Yes, I do shop from Instagram.
Wow.
Don't even think about it.
Next level. I'm pretty sure you must have searched for it online or something like that.
Oh, you might have seen someone's got a vacuum. So you just all looked at it and then,
Yeah. Could be the case.
or you commented someone's vacuum cleaner. I don't know, right?
Let's look at the poll, Frida.
Right, so the final poll results is no at 59.4%, yes at 17.8%. I can shop at Instagram at 22.8%. We do this in 3 to 6 months. The figures will change.
Definitely, definitely. We're just catching on to social commerce. That, of course, was our show for today. We spoke to Vatika Verma from Yellow.ai about how Instagram automation has turned the platform into a viable shopping platform and how TikTok is in the race as well, slowly creeping up. If you missed out on any part of this show, you know what to do. Go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More on Enterprise Biz Bytes same time on Monday. But till then, have a wonderful weekend and thank you for joining us on BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bytes was presented by Allianz Malaysia, empowering businesses to build confidence in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.